Legend and fact are so indissolubly mingled together that any attempt to separate them seems vain. If we accept the identification of the Greek Chandrakotis with the Indian Chandragupta, we have really no clue by which we can test the truth of their writings or examine their method of investigation. It is among the Hellenic branch of the Indo-Germanic race that history proper is to be found, as well as the spirit of historical criticism. Among that wonderful offshoot of the primitive Aryans whom we call by the name of Greeks, and to whom, as has been well said, we owe all that moves in the world except the blind forces of nature. For from the day when they left the chill table lands of Tibet and journeyed, a nomad people, to Aegean shores, the characteristics of their nature has been the search for light, and the spirit of historical criticism is part of that wonderful Aufklärung, or illumination, of the intellect, which seems to have burst on the Greek race like a great flood of light about the 6th century BC. L'esprit se ne naît pas et ne meurt pas à jour fixe. And the first critic is perhaps as difficult to discover as the first man. It is from democracy that the spirit of criticism borrows its intolerance of dogmatic authority,